Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
What's up? What's up, Big Red? What's poppin'?
What's going on, Brother B?
Not much. What up, everybody? An internet podcast, radio, internet land. What up? It is Big Red and Brother B with another episode of The Menu. What's good? What's good? What's good? Hope everyone is well. And if you're not well, whether you believe or not, we'll say a prayer for you. Keep you, you know, this episode is especially dedicated to lift some spirits that are feeling kind of low and in that sunken place right now. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yes. We're gonna have some damn fun tonight. That's what it's all about.
Living, yes, laughing, fun, fun, fun.
You know, there's too much depression and junk going on in the world. You gotta, you know, you can't let too much be on one side of the scale. So we gotta put it on the other side. And right now, tonight, we're about to have some fun. We're about to talk that talk. And it's going to be what it is. So I ain't doing no disclaimer. It is what it is. If you're quick, you know what I'm saying? If you're quick to get offended, then you should not be listening to this show. I repeat, if you're quick to get offended, you shouldn't be listening to this show, because this show just probably ain't going to be for you. You know, make sure the children are in bed or at least in another room. And you know what I'm saying? Listen. Sometimes it just got to go down like that. People
right.
want to act all flaky and funny, like, "Oh, you shouldn't talk about that. Well, how did your kids get here? If we shouldn't talk about certain
That's
things."
That's right. That's
how
did, right. Where
how did
they
you,
come from?
How did you get here? Yeah, how, where you think you came from?
Exactly.
Stork. Somebody, some big ass bird bought you and dropped you off on the roof on the forest somewhere, and you was found. Or what, you think you came from Krypton? No, it don't work like that.
Where was that for Mark and Mindy? Where was he from?
Oh man, I don't remember.
I don't even remember.
He was from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Nano, nano.
He came on an egg, in an egg.
Yeah, exactly. So no, you came out of an egg, but it ain't the one that we.
Wasn't,
you know,
that
crack,
egg, right? It wasn't that,
you
type
know,
egg.
We crack and put in the pan. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, once again, it is Big Red and Brother B with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, Red, before
yes.
we get started, all right, you know, I got something to say.
Okay.
I've got something to say. So, you know, in my Facebook fuckery throughout the course of the week, you know, I've been just been seeing things, you know, just real disparaging things and stuff like that. But also, you know, at seeing things in the street. Listen, you know, when I'm driving, I just see, you know, a lot of dumb shit. Listen, people, unless there's a license plate on your ass, get out of the street. I don't know what it is. Like, I remember years ago when we used to cross the street. When we saw the light change, we would expeditiously get our ass across the street, because we didn't want to get hit. Now people just be walking across the street like, "Yo, I dare you."
Because they think you got money.
Well, listen, you
got to live
to spend that money. You got to live to spend that money. And I don't want to get rich in a wheelchair. Not to say anything against people that are in wheelchairs, but if you did something stupid to put yourself in that wheelchair, then that's on you.
Exactly. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like getting hit by a car.
Money and that don't make no sense.
Yeah, like money shouldn't be the reason for you to be doing stupid stuff. You know, like if that's the case, then you might as well just stick your finger in the socket and just
how about you just run out in traffic
and pick somebody to hit you. Yeah, just pick somebody to hit you. See how that work out for you. You know, and I must address this situation because I did post something on Facebook. So even though I'm not really a big fan of Serena Williams ever since she made this little statement in an interview about, black men, really didn't appreciate that. But, you do what you got to do, sister. I wasn't really feeling the way that she was treated with the U.S. Open.
Right.
I really wasn't feeling I saw the little thing on the internet. People are talking about she had a meltdown, this, that, and the third, whatever, whatever. No, she didn't have a meltdown. And I want people to stop. Matter of fact, all right, I'm sorry. Let me let the beast out. I'm tired of you assholes seeming to think that black people can't defend themselves and say what they want to say when they need to say it. And this goes, and this not only goes to other people, but this goes to you Negroes too, because I see some Negroes up there blasting her, and you little crabs in the barrel need to cut that shit out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the woman didn't do anything wrong. She feels she was cheated. She felt she was slighted. And 9 times out of 10, she was. But none of you want to believe the fact that she's she gets multiple drug tests throughout the course of the year, more than any other tennis player. So it's always her. She was just harassed at the French Open about the cat suit that she was wearing. And she made it clear that she was wearing it for certain purposes, but yet, something was said about that. Then all of a sudden now she's being slighted on the court at the U.S. Open. Now, mind you,
that's
another thing
that
I'm
that's
not...
That's being a hater. That's what that is. They just hating on her, period. Like, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, and I get it. But what I didn't appreciate was the fact that that dude and his call wasn't challenged. They made it seem like people are making it seem like her meltdown or she had some type of issue. No, and it wasn't an issue. It was the fact that, yes, her credibility, her character was attacked because he said that she was cheating. That's what that's about. It wasn't about the fact that she was losing or she was winning or whatever. Because even if she was winning, I believe the same thing would have happened. You cannot attack someone's credibility and think they're not going to come back. Because all you people making these negative comments, if somebody did the same thing to you, you would react the same goddamn way. And what really got me is when she stood there and said, I have a daughter that I need to make an example for. That was enough for me right there.
Right.
That was a mother. That wasn't just Serena. That was a mother going in.
Mm-hmm.
Not Serena Williams. It was Serena Williams, the mother going in, letting
right.
it be known, you're not going to do this because I have a daughter. And you see what it's about? It had nothing to do with the game. It had everything to do with her character and her credibility that she felt was being attacked, and I believe he was probably doing so. But let's not twist it, and please, please, Negroes, do not let this be on. Don't let this divide. Don't let this start something. Oh, she's Japanese and Haitian. So what? So what? She's Japanese and Haitian. It's saying Serena's black. What does that have to do with tennis?
Exactly.
I notice, I keep seeing, every time I turn around, oh, she's Japanese and Haitian. She's Japanese and Haitian. What does that have to do with
anything?
Because to me, it's a divide. Because somebody's going to get all in their feelings. Because somebody's going to have pride that, okay, she's Haitian, or pride that, oh, she's Japanese. Listen, and the pride that, oh, she's black. So why are we trying to pit one against the other?
Right,
regardless
exactly.
of whatever, we're still all a minority. Don't fall for the BS. like I put something up on Facebook and somebody wanted to respond like I'm using this as some type of political thing, because I said, don't let this distract you, because yes, the midterm elections are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let these bullshit distractions stop you from going out there and do what the hell you're supposed to do and get rid of some of these scumbags out of office. Don't do it.
Yep.
Like I said, I got love for everybody that got love for me. If you don't like me, you can kick rocks with flip flops and throw yourself off a roof. I don't really care. My whole thing is, don't let that divide us. Don't let that
right,
start
because
to
that's
creep
exactly
in.
What they want. You know,
yeah,
that's what
exactly.
They want.
And
something small
and
like
it's
that.
Like, listen. Yeah, something small like that. And listen, congratulations to that young girl. Congratulations to her. Not the fact that she's Japanese and Haitian. Congratulations to her for working her ass off and getting herself where she is at today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Don't talk
exactly.
about her background, because her background has nothing to do with who she is. She's a human. All that
she worked hard. I'm sure she just worked just
it.
As hard as Serena, you know, as Serena did. I'm sure she
exactly.
worked just as hard. Like, come on.
Exactly. So give her her props. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of people coming with this ethnic crap. Leave it alone. Because you know what? When you in the box, you ain't nothing but remain.
Right.
You're human remain. That's it. So we need to, you know what I'm saying? People need to get out. If you're in your feelings, get the hell out your feelings. Unless you got something to say and challenge it, you know where we at. 3-4, you know where Brother B at. 347-324-3395. That's where I'm at. But this show ain't about that. I just had to get that off my chest because, like I said, man, there's too many crabs in the barrel talking junk about her and the meltdown. Listen, the woman had a kid. From what I read, she almost died. It was a hard thing for her to have to deal with, but she's here. She's happy. You know, do the damn
right.
thing. Be happy for her for that. And like I said.
And then they've been getting
like
on her for years, you know, years anyway. They've been having something to say about her and her sister all for years. And it's just like,
of
why y'all
course.
Keep trying to, you know, like.
Because her pop, the father in the beginning, warned her about stuff like this. And
yep.
Tennis resented him ever since.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're always looking for some type of stain to throw on somebody. Look at every now people want to run around burning your sneakers. Nikes. Man, shut up. You go, just shut up. You burn your sneakers all you want to. You already paid for them.
You
want to take the receipt and the ashes
with
back?
With them still wearing them, that's what they...
Yes, why don't y'all do
that?
That
sucker had burnt his sneakers with heat and he wearing it. Like, are you stupid or something? Like, I'm convinced that people
he was in the video.
I'm just convinced that, you know, I was sitting here thinking today, I said, you know, I'm just really convinced now, and I'm going to just stop, like saying, well, maybe I'm wrong, but you know what, it's out there. I think people are really very in desperate need of attention, and they're doing anything to get it. It's like, you are that low, you must be lonely. You must still have no friends, or you have to be lonely. It has to be one of those things that you have to sit there and do this most idiotic thing in the way you want to burn a pair of sneakers while they're on your feet. Do you think that your feet are made of metal, or they're made of some type of material that your foot won't burn? Did you think that maybe that you thought that when you did that? I don't know.
Listen, they thought they were X-Men.
Yeah,
or
something. Or maybe you thought because you are Caucasian that, okay, I'm going to keep these on my feet. My feet are not going to burn. Yeah, okay.
Listen, like you said, people are doing dumb stuff. Listen, let me make a suggestion. If you're lonely, get a pet. Get you a gerbil, maybe some fish.
Gerbil.
If you can, get a dog, get a cat. I mean, if you're real lonely, then maybe you want to start internet dating. But if you're real lonely like that, I don't suggest
you
get an
animal. No, anybody on the internet don't want anybody like
animal.
That because they're weird.
Well, you'll find out later. You'll find out later.
It's weird.
Well, you don't want to match anybody weird with no dog or cat either. Because things can happen, and we don't want those type of problems.
Oh,
we got enough going on. We got enough craziness going on in the world.
That's true.
We don't need no experiment now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people, you
absolutely
know.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we don't need no problems.
But
anyway, yeah, I want to
address
one
more thing.
Off. Go, Red.
Yeah,
go.
I just want to address one more thing.
Go, Red.
That I'm kind of, like, perturbed about as well. I want to extend, first of all, you know, rest in peace to the young man, Mac Miller, that died this week, passed away this week.
Rest in peace to his family
and to him. But I also want to put out there that, you know, like I said, back in the days, our rappers, the most you heard them talk about was maybe weed, drinking, you know, the 40, you know, 40-40 crew, 40, you know, 40, you know, that's about really it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, A-list.
But see, exactly, the OE and all that stuff. But now, see, this is the problem. Now you have these young people, and they're going for the hard drugs, and, you know, and it's like, they're not built for this. They're not built for
No one is, right.
But I'm saying, that young man was 26 years old. There's no reason why at 26 years old you should be leaving this earth because of something like that. I'm just going to say, like, Biggie and Tupac, that was a totally different thing. But you're leaving this earth because you're popping pills or you're, you know, heroin or you're doing coke. You're doing hard drugs. And nobody is built for that. And the thing is, and you're mixing it possibly with other stuff, I'm sure with the drinking and all that stuff. It's like stopping it. Then they're promoting this stuff in the song. And like I said, I'm all for rap. I've been rap, you know, rap is my thing. But when
you for hip hop, not rap.
Hip hop, right? Hip hop. I'm sorry. Yes, hip hop. Real hip hop. Yes. But then when you're promoting stuff like that, and then you have other. Like I said, you have the influences. These little kids, and they're hearing this stuff. They're repeating this stuff. And then they're thinking, oh, it's cool. That's where the problem is. And it's like I said, they are dying too young for those type of things. Like, you know, it shouldn't even be them being even shot or anything like that. But when you just doing drugs and, like, you have people around you that's not trying to, they may be trying to help them, but then, you know, it's up to you as a person.
Listen, be honest with you.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. If that was my man or my homie, homegirl or whatever, yeah, I'm going to smack the shit out of you, man. And I'm going to tell you, yo, get off that shit. Because, see, you know what I'm saying? I care. It's like, listen, you can only go for so far, but at the same time, if you see a person killing himself and that's somebody you really care about, you don't give up on them.
Right.
You don't
give
up. And nowadays, too many people, we're giving up on each other. Well,
giving
if he
up
wants
or just
to
letting
do
him
it,
do it.
Let him lie. Yeah, if he wants to do it, I can't stop him or this, that, and the third. Listen, stop being a sucker. Stop being a punk. You know what I'm saying? If that's somebody that you really care about, you will find a way to help them. Because you know what?
Right.
If I was in the same situation, I would want somebody that cares about me to find a way to care about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Simple, you know what I'm saying? To help find a way to help me. Simple and plain. Like you got a generation of asswads and suckers coming up.
Right, and once again, that attention seeking. They're looking for attention. So now you're going to be doing things because you're looking for attention, and that's not the way to get it. Guess what? When you dead, you're going to get the attention, but you're not going to be able to see the attention that you're getting. Your family will, your friends will, everybody else on Facebook and Instagram and every player, they'll see the attention, but you're not going to be here to see the attention that you're seeking or looking for. You're not going to be here to see it. So, you know, I just want to, you know, put a little something out there. Just, you know, just please, just be mindful of what you're listening to, the young people. Just be mindful of what you're listening to. Don't think that all that glitters that gold, because all that glitters is not gold.
Nah,
and you don't know what people
are
going through and what they do on what they're doing. You don't know what they're going through, and they sitting on a record telling you, oh, yeah, I do this and I do that. But guess what? They may not be doing that, but they're telling you to do it. That's another flip side to it. They may not be doing all of that, what they say they're doing.
Yeah. Listen, depression is real. The bullshit of the industry is real.
Yep.
Everything that you see ain't what it is. And, you know, you got to, people, you got to stay woke. You got to be aware, you know. like I said, man, congratulations to the young girl, Naomi, for her last name kind of eludes me right now. I'm so sorry. You know, congratulations to her for the win, but at the same time, we cannot let certain things come in between us and what we do and how we do it and how we need to be for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that divide thing really just needs to stop, because somebody always going to drop the seed, but we're the ones that have control of how, you know, it's going to grow. We're the soil. And if we keep it negative, then it's going to be negative.
Absolutely.
If we cultivate it positive, it's going to come out positive. But don't sit back for the divide ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it, because it's not cool. And I've seen it, and I keep seeing it, and I'm tired of it. And nobody wants to say anything, and it's all good, because I'm going to say it.
Yep.
And I'll stand alone in saying it, just like the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Oh, boy.
Listen, with Nike, everybody wants to twist. You know, I find it interesting. People always want to twist things to what they want to believe. So you know what? If that's what you believe, knowing that that's not what it is, I don't care if you say it a million times, it's not going to change my mind, because it's obvious that I stand for what's right and you stand for the bullshit.
Yep.
If it's all about police brutality, then it's about police brutality. You're like, I find it interesting how people want to talk about they're respectful to veterans, but yet you follow number 45, who is disrespectful to veterans. And once again, rest in peace to the late John McCain, Senator John McCain. He was a class act.
Yes,
he was definitely a class act. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta give props where props is due, but. You know, once again, yeah, rest in peace to Mac Miller. Like I said, people are going through all types of stuff. People have their demons. Drugs and alcohol are not the way to cope with them.
Nope.
So you're masking it. You're just masking it for the,
yep,
for the day.
Yep, when you come down off
moment.
That high, these problems
yeah,
are still
exactly
going to be there. They ain't going nowhere.
Exactly, man. So, you know, we gotta look out for one another. That's all I'm saying, man. We gotta look out for one another. We don't do it. We talk about it, but we don't do it. People want to preach it, but we don't do it. You know what I'm saying? The church want to say one thing, but go out there and do another. Everybody mad at Colin Kaepernick, but like I saw a meme. You want to be mad at Colin Kaepernick, but everybody was still eating Subway sandwiches, and Jared was fondling
mm-hmm.
kids. Right?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You got stuff going on in the church. But yet you wanna be mad at, you know, somebody else. Listen, get your own skeletons out the closet, man. Like just stop it. Listen, my thing is this: if you can't say something right, shut up.
Yep.
Because if you got dirt on you, you got dirt on you. You don't need to be talking. Don't talk about
society,
nothing.
We live in a society now where everybody's so judgmental and they nitpick over every little tiny thing, and I'm sick of that. Like, stop being so judgmental because of the next person and this one and that one. And just like you said, look at your own backyard. Your own backyard is destroyed. So why are you worried about somebody else's backyard? That's the problem. Stop worrying about that person's backyard and go take care of yours.
Exactly. You should
go take
still,
care of yours.
Did you know Puerto Rico still in need of help? Flint, Michigan still in need of help? But where we at with that?
You don't hear
anyway,
about that.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk about that,
that's,
but
that's what that was. So we, you know, got the little, you know, got that off our chest. So we back. Big Red, Brother B, the menu. Blog Talk Radio. We back. So, topic for tonight: sexual myths.
Oh,
yeah, I wish I had like a harp or something. That's a harp. Someone who will remain nameless, as I don't know. So Nicole had gave me some I'm throwing the bus. So Nicole had gave me some a couple of things in terms of this whole sexual myths. So okay. let's start with one of the big ones here.
Okay.
Once again, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. So she was like, size matters. So
okay.
I don't go that way. I'm not a woman. Big Red, you're a woman.
Yes.
Take it away, Jack. Yeah,
okay.
Away.
Well, I'm glad she put that, because I was going to start off with that myself. And in terms of size mattering, I'm going to say this. Depending on which way you're talking, are you talking about length or width? Now.
Oh, damn, you got all complicated now. Damn.
No, wait a minute. It's really not complicated. You know why it's not complicated? Because I'm going to tell you something that I have been learning or learned within the last couple of years of my own life, that the thing is, women talk about, oh, I want 9 inches, 10 inches, 20 inches. They want all of that.
Damn.
But guess what? If you get them inches, and I'm going to say it like this, that's like putting, I'm going to put it to you like this, putting a pencil through a donut hole. You know how skinny a pencil is, right?
Yeah.
And putting that through a donut hole. Okay, if you put it through a donut hole, it's not fitting. It's going to be loose and circling all around the place. But if you're talking about width,
okay.
Now wait a minute. Now if you're talking about width, and it may not be a lot of length, but width. Now that's like putting, let me say, a cucumber, not a nice size cucumber, through a donut hole. Now you got a little, you know, a little tightness there, a little push there, and that's the difference. So okay, with women saying, "Oh, does size matter?" Now are you talking about length? Or are you talking about width?
Well, they haven't been real specific, but I'm gathering it has something to do with length. I think there's a lot of women that are hung up. All right, because, you know, they watch the, you know, some people, you know, into the whole little porn scene, you know, rated X movies, and, you know, they're talking about how, oh my God, he's hung like a horse, and this is that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you even hear women, you know, talking about, oh, look at his package through his sweatpants, and this, that,
oh, yeah.
And the third. So
well,
I'm gathering that, you know, it's about, that's what it means. Like, it's all about the length.
But see, they have to.
I mean, I've seen some women, you know, make comments, you know.
But they have
about,
to.
Okay, you
know. Yeah, and that's the thing. All right, that's, like I said, that's fine. If you're looking for the length, okay, that's fine. But it don't make no sense if the length and then there's no width to it. Now, if you got length and width, okay, that's a plus. That's a super plus. So now when they looking at those X-rated movies and they see those men with that, first of all, that's because most of them are lengthy and withy. Okay.
Lengthy and withy, okay.
Lengthy and withy. So,
and mind
you know,
some, wait a minute, you know, to those who, they, some of these guys in these movies, they have surgeries or they're taking something or they're
cock
doing
rings.
Certain things to, okay, I've never heard of that. Okay.
The
episode just got escalated. Yeah, it just got escalated.
Yeah, cock rings, that's what they use those things as well. That's just like, it's like, okay, the strippers, like a lot of the male strippers, they do that. They use a cock ring. It's a ring that goes around the shaft of the shaft.
The male? To make it work.
Oh, it goes around to the shaft to make it stay erect. That's why when they do the parties and they do all that dance and then they shaking it all around, it keeps it erect while they're doing what they're supposed, you know, doing their show. So
is that dangerous?
Sure, huh?
Is that dangerous? Is it dangerous?
Not that I guess not, because they do it all the time, and I'm sure they do it in a lot of those, you know, porn movies too. I'm sure they do that in the porn movies as well, along with maybe surgeries or whatever. But I mean, you know, like I said, it depends. I say each with the size mattering. That depends on also the woman. Okay, and what, and like I said, what she likes in terms of, like I said, either length or width. Like I said, the thing is, a man doesn't have to be, he don't have to be 9 inches, but if he got that width and that girth, yeah, I mean, that's enough to set, you know, that would be more satisfying than a man that got 9 inches, and like I said, it's like putting the pencil through the donut hole. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
So, depending on the receiver of the whole situation, you know, size, I guess it matters. It matters to the person who's only receiving it, basically. Depends on what they want and how they want it.
Right.
They want it big, because it sounds like, I mean, when you scream size matters, is it really about satisfaction or is it just about size?
Right.
You know, are you satisfied by the size, or you just are you achieving that intimacy that you know, that feeling that you want?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think that's been etched. Yeah, but I think that's something that's been etched into our heads as women, as an old size matter, size matter, because you hear it all the time. Oh, the size matter. So it's like I said, it depends on the woman, and just like you said, it's like, is it satisfaction, or you're just looking at the fact that, oh, yeah, it's large, and oh, my God, he could probably, let me tell you something, and I'm going to say from my personal experience, I've had somebody that was well endowed, but guess what, they didn't know what they was doing. That's a turnoff.
Damn.
They had it, but guess what? They didn't know what they was doing. It wasn't satisfying because they didn't know what the hell they was doing with it. And it's just like, exactly.
I
how
understand
you got this,
that.
And you're not sat, like, you, it's, how can I say, let me see if I can explain. It's just like, I guess it's the thing of, okay, I know I got this, and you know what, this is the only thing that I have to do to satisfy her. I guess maybe with other females, that's what it was. Like I said, it all depends on the woman. But it, you know, oh, I did this, so, you know, I mean, I got this, and I'm well endowed, so you know what, she gonna like it. No, not necessarily if you're not doing it right, or maybe it's you as a person. Maybe I'm not feeling you. Yeah, you got that, but maybe I'm not feeling you as a person. Like, it's all a mind thing as well. You can have that down there, but you could be an asshole.
Okay, so yeah, all right. Now, that leads me to a question I would like to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of sexual myths. Now, I've heard it a lot, and I wonder if it's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard women say that sex is more mental than physical. I've heard women say that to them, sex is like more 85-90% mental, the rest is physical.
Okay.
So, what say you? What say you?
Let's see. Yeah, I can agree with that. Yes, it is a mental thing more than it is physical for women. See, men, it's just a physical thing. For women, it's like my mind got to be into it as well as my body. If my mind is not in it, then it's just like, all right, it's just like I'm just going to be laying there. And if I'm in another world, or if I got my mind turned off, then it's like, all right, you're going to do what you're going to do to me. But, and of course, I'm going to feel something because that's just my body reacting. But then, you know, it's not going to mean anything to me.
Go ahead.
If I'm not, you know, like I said, if my mind is not into it, and like I said, my body's going to react, of course, because you're doing a sex, you know, because you know, he's doing a sexual act to me, but I'm just saying, if my mind is not into it, it's like you're going to be satisfied, but I'm not.
So basically, there is no myth to the fact that there is a such thing as bad sex.
Yeah, there is such thing as bad sex.
Because what you're saying is either it's uncomfortable or it's just, you know, not good. Because, okay, even though dudes can be, you know, more physical, you do have some men out there that, you know, are mental. And that I think that's where the connection comes in between two individuals when
right.
it's mental. Anything else is just screwing. But
right.
when it's mental between two people, that's where the connection, you know, really starts to build and form from there.
Right.
My thing is, so what's the purpose of having, like, meaningless sex? Is it just to basically for everybody to get their nut off?
To fulfill that need. You're still going to have a sexual need.
Because they backed up?
That, too. There could be that. I'm just saying you're still going to fulfill a sexual need, especially if you know that, like, if you're not getting it from the person that you want. You're going to go and have that, you know, I guess you could say mindless sex with somebody because it's like, you know, I'm still getting my need fulfilled, even though I may not necessarily like this person or this person may get on my nerves. But you know what? I'm going to have sex with them because I just need to get my rocks off.
But that's crazy, though. So how do you sleep with someone that you really don't want to sleep with? Like, all right, how do you commit
because you
such
just
an
get...
intimate act just for that?
Because you know, because that's not intimate with that person. That's just sex. That's not being intimate. When somebody says intimate, that's more of, like I said, that's just like you said, that mental thing. Like, oh, we're on the same level mentally and physically and, you know, everything else. But when it's just like sex, it's just like, all right, you know what? I just want to, you know, get, just like you said, just get this nut off and you know what? All right, peace, see you later. Your Uber outside, your Lyft is outside. You got,
wow.
You know, your Uber and Lyft is outside, you know. And that's it.
But you
and
know
I
what?
Mean,
I think that's the problem. I think that's why we're in such a state that they win, because people are running around just having meaning, like sex with no purpose.
Right.
And they're not,
no,
and they're not satisfied. No. No, there's no real purpose, because the whole goal is like you may be relieved for the moment, but you're not satisfied. It's
right,
like, it's like, oh, I can eat a snack.
Else.
I have a snack. Yeah, I can have the snack, but I'm still hungry.
Right.
You know? And that's the problem. That's why everybody humping and no one is really, like, in a focused situation anymore a lot of times. Because everybody just, you know, just pouncing on each other. But it's like, and once again, there's no satisfaction.
No.
Everybody just keeps snacking. Keep snacking. Now, I mean,
snack.
Now, if you're a snacker... Yeah, everybody keeps snacking. Like, now, if snacking is what you do, and that's it, then okay, don't, you know, fine, no problem. But don't be looking for a meal, and you keep snacking, because it's going to get to the point when you find that meal, you're going to be all like kind of snacked out. You know what I'm saying? Like your hunger's not going to be the same. You know what I'm saying? After all of those snacks. It's just, if it makes sense where I'm coming from, it's like you'll be going from bed to bed, and by the time you come across that somebody who's actually worse, or to you worth something, or you want to share, it's like your body and your mind is kind of like worn out from all the other people you were
right.
with.
Well,
you know,
listen,
I mean, it's crazy.
As you can see, it ain't, you know, that ain't slowing down no time soon. You see what's going on. In this world now with these people. The old
okay.
crazy freak stuff.
Okay, so now, Chad threw another one out there. So,
okay.
Does all the JJ get wet? Because now there's some dudes under the assumption that, you know, they just supposed to, you know, like, it just automatically gets wet, like, and it stay wet.
Okay.
Truth or dare? Myth or mythology?
So now the question is, do all the JJs stay wet?
Yeah, or does it all? Okay. Do they all get
no.
wet? Do they all stay? Okay.
No, it's not unless you just now in terms of that, is she saying like a person that is like maybe have a high sex drive and they always, you know, ready to go, or is that how she's, you know, word, you know, bringing it out, or
it wasn't worded a certain way. I guess she was just throwing stuff out there, so
okay.
You know, I was taking down some notes.
I don't think that's normal that it's supposed to be like that all the time. Like, you can't, you know,
yeah.
It's not like a, it, you know,
constant force.
Yeah, like a force, like a running force. I don't think all the time a woman's going to be constantly hot and ready to go. Like, I think that's something, like, to me, and once again, I think that's something that men think that women are like that. And like I said, from my own experiences dealing with, you know, guys or whatever, it's like that's the thing. They think, oh, as soon as you call me, I'm supposed to be ready. Oh, I'm coming by. Oh, I'm coming. Yeah, okay, but that don't mean that I may not necessarily want to do anything that day. Maybe I'm not in the mood. And they, you know, think because they say a little thing here or there, say something I'm supposed to get automatic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm supposed to automatically be, you know, jumping and ready to go. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, yeah, you're supposed to be jumping and ready to go. And it's like, no, it's not like that all the time. Even when the person, you know, gets to my home, it's like I'm not going to be ready all the time. You got to do something or make me want to deal with you unless I'm in that mood. Like, we have to be in the
okay.
mood just like they get in the mood. Oh, you got
so, all right, so, yeah. Yeah, now, or the flip side of that,
mm-hmm.
Like, there's some women out there that think that, you know, dudes are supposed to be horny all the time. Like, a man has nothing else better to do but just be horny, like, every day. So he's supposed to be walking around with this woody all the time, ready to do whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's
kind of
y'all,
like, guy,
you know what? That's kind of y'all fault. That's kind of y'all fault. And I'm going to tell you why.
How so?
Yeah.
That's
kind of
you
guys' fault because look at the way, I'm not saying you personally, but males, look at the way they walk around and look at women. I watch men, and I watch the way they look at women. And that's what you would think, that y'all are always ready and at attention and ready. Because the way I see some of these men look at these women, you would think they're going to just pull down their pants and start, you know, doing them right there out in the street. I seen this guy one day. The young lady was walking. She had on some little tight one of them, tights, whatever them things is called. And she walking, his jacket was short. I said, of course, you know, she's doing that because that's what you want, attention. And the guy seen her, and the girl was on the next block, and he was still turning around watching. I'm like, damn, why you ain't just say something to her while she was walking past? And it's not just, it's like, I see it, and it's just like, damn, like, y'all act like y'all just gonna pull out your penis and just start having sex with the chick right there. It's nothing wrong with a man looking. Men are going to look. That's a given. But it's how you do it.
True.
It's how you do it. And a lot of these men be looking like they just ready to have sex right there on the corner or in the middle of the street with the woman. And say, you looking at it. Just look at it. You ain't got to look at it and drooling. And you, like I said, she on the next block and you still watching her. It's like 15 women that don't walk past me, and she out on the next block and you still watching her.
Well,
like,
you know, I think maybe it's a thing where, like, you know, I've heard the whole thing, like, oh, well, men are more visual, and this, there may be an extended truth to that,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't mean that men can't be intimate either. But, you know, let's just stick with one part of it. So the whole looking thing, Like maybe she was had the qualifications, all the makings of the bread that he liked to eat. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can want to make a sandwich, but if you go in the store and you see, you know, cinnamon raisin bread, I can't make, you can make a sandwich with that, but it may not taste the way you want it. You know, it may not be the way you want it. Like, you ever look to make a sandwich and you needed a certain type of bread? Because, you know, everything has its kind of own match. Like, you may use potato bread, or you may use honey wheat bread, or regular wheat bread, or seven-grain bread to make that good, to get that taste, to get
that
experience that you want. And that woman, just like, you know, a man to a woman, but that woman walking down the block, she may be that sandwich, that honey wheat, the honey turkey with the little bit of, you know, say honey mustard on it. Like, she may be that sandwich that he's like, wow, that's
exactly what I want. But then he
should have
tried to
talk
to her then instead of waiting.
That's just in the looks. Well, I mean, listen, some people have situations and relationships, and listen, if his girl ain't there, he you know, he got eyes, he gonna look, but he may be like, nah, I'm not gonna disrespect. I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying, I got something good. Or maybe just like, I just wanted to look at her. I don't wanna talk to her. I just wanna be like, damn,
I just wanna
woman,
look at her.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just wanna look at her. You fine. But I don't wanna say nothing to you. Because 9 times out of 10 you have some women out there that are sitting back with the whole, oh gosh, he's going to talk to me, and I don't want to deal with it. So if you're worried about somebody talking to you, yes, if you're worried about somebody talking to you, why you come out with your titties and your ass out? Oh,
because
I want to feel sexy.
Because
well, okay, but you want to feel sexy, sexy to you or sexy to somebody who you want to look at you? See, like,
You know, they feel, oh, I can wear what I want to wear, and it don't matter. He shouldn't say nothing. You know that that thing also as well.
Listen,
I can say what
real
I
want to
say.
Listen, I get it, but you know, real quick before K Dog step on, listen, don't come out being a piece. Don't be a gazelle walking out in front of a pack of hungry lions.
Exactly.
There's other areas. There's other places you can walk. But and don't use that. Oh, but like I said, I get it. Cause yeah, everybody's free to wear or do whatever they want to do. But if you don't want a certain reaction, maybe there's certain things that you just shouldn't do.
True.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
K Dog. What up, brother?
What's up?
Man,
what's going on?
All
what's
I gotta
on,
say
brother?
Is that do you smell something? Man, I smell sex. I smell sex in there. Damn it, man.
If it's coming through your phone, be careful, all right? We don't want to be whipping your situation.
Oh, damn. Man.
Don't say that.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. What's up, brother?
You know, Brother B, man, you were just saying, man, okay, for example, I'm going to give an example about Labor Day on the Parkway. I am going to come with it. Here's the thing about the whole thing with this whole sex thing, man. You know what, ladies, and you know what, I'm going to get to the fellas too, but first up, you know, ladies first, and I mean it respectfully. Ladies, if y'all know it's Labor Day, right? Why the hell is it that a woman's going to walk around with ass and titties hanging out? Okay? It makes no damn sense, man. Because you know what? One year I remember I was, you know, I'm chilling on Labor Day. It's Labor Day on the Parkway. I'm chilling, enjoying the vibe, eating my fish, eating my shark. You know, drinking a nutcracker. We all, you know, all of us are just vibing, and this chick walks by. Chick is wearing a super sheer shirt. I mean, see through. You know, it doesn't hide not a damn thing. And she walks past us, and of course, we're men. We're gonna look, and she got mad. well, I don't know, guys act like they never seen this before, all this and that, the other. And I said, listen, but baby, if you don't want us to look, you wouldn't be having it hanging out there. You know, and if I'm not looking, then there's something terribly wrong with me if I'm not going to look. I'm a man. I'm going to look. You know, I'm like, don't be mad. If you don't want to track a, you know, let's just say, okay, you bring a bunch of sheep in front of a bunch of wolves. What do you think the wolves are going to do to the sheep? They're going to devour that sheep, right?
Exactly.
So if you don't want the attention, then don't bring that kind of attention. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be showing off, you know, leave something to the imagination. And about the need for sex, we're living in a time where people are taking sex to a different level. And when I say a different level, they're thinking differently about it. They think that sex is the most important thing to have. Now here's the problem with that. You're in a relationship. You know, unfortunately for us guys, the first thing we think about is getting between the legs. Like, damn, I wonder what it looks like. You're not trying to know the
society kind of
painted that way.
Like that. And so everything is reversed. No courting first. It's all about
no
sex,
quote,
I'm getting to know you.
Jump into the sex. And that has been a major problem with a lot of relationships and a lot of marriages. Because, you know, how society paints it, like, oh, the first thing you gotta do, you know, in order to fall in love with a person, you gotta jump into it. All right. So you jump the bones, but guess what? After that, then what? That changes the whole concept of the whole relationship, the whole marriage. Everything changes because you know what? You didn't even know this person. You don't know the person. You know, you just met her. You know, you're getting to know her. But then after, you know, one thing leads to another, and you feel that heat and that passion. And you're eating the cookies, man. You're eating them Oreo cookies.
Yeah, you eat the cookies.
Yeah, you're eating the cookies. You're eating the cookies. Next thing you know, the more
you got some good milk.
Then after, yeah, and guess what happened? You keep eating those Oreo cookies, and then the milk turns bad. You're like, wait a minute, what the hell is this, man? I'm sitting there eating, and all of a sudden, the cookies don't taste that good no more.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They start getting stale, and you're like, man, damn, I'm getting the same damn cookies every day, man. What the hell?
All right, so wait, I hate to make this so one-sided, but all right, Ray, I got another question.
Okay, so
another one, another sexual myth. Does having sex always lead to orgasms? Like now, you got dudes out there that seem to think, or some of them don't even know. Like if some males don't even know if they're having orgasms or not, because some dudes don't even think they can have them. But so a lot of dudes out there think that, you know, women, they equate a woman getting their rocks off compared to having a nut. Now, myth. Like, do all women, you know, in every encounter have orgasms?
No. Nope. Not at all. Nope. And once again, I hate to be one-sided as well, but once again, I'm not going to say all men, but the majority of men, they're just worried about getting their rocks off. They can care less about you orgasm, you know, about the women, you know, being satisfied. Now, not unless these are just the dudes that I encountered in my life. No, not all of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but some dudes I encountered in my life. But, I mean, they can care less. They more worried about them getting their thing popped off.
So, basically, all right. You're trying to tell me that a woman getting her rocks off is not the same as having an orgasm?
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's not.
Now, could you somewhat explain in layman's terms what an orgasm is compared to getting your rocks off?
All right, an orgasm is...
That's a long sentence.
It's more, see, an orgasm with a woman, once again, that's more mental and physical. And it's what, it depends on, like I said, sexually what the woman likes and what the man actually does to the woman. And once again, it's
so wait,
more
wait,
of,
wait, pause. So pause. So that, all right, so that thing that I've heard women say, oh, sex is more mental than physical, the orgasm is a part of that mental.
Right.
That 90% mental.
Right.
Okay.
The orgasm
okay,
is part of that mental as well. Because, like I said, the male is making sure that he's satisfying her. So that satisfies the woman. Because he's saying, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can to satisfy this woman mentally and physically. So that's where that orgasm come in, you know, plus whatever little stuff he's, you know, doing to her sexually, whatever. Now, just like I heard, just getting a nut, that's just, you know, I'm just trying to get this nut. I ain't worried about him. You know what I'm saying? After that, I'm going to change the phone number, or I'm going to give him the wrong number, or I'm going So,
okay.
But that's
like
with, now, just like you said, men don't think that they can get, have an orgasm, but they can. Once again, it's a mind thing. It's a mind and a physical thing, and depending on what the woman is doing to you, she might be doing some super duper, you know, she might be giving you some super duper head. And
oh, my goodness.
He said, oh, my goodness. I'm serious. I mean, you know,
to the dudes out there, that's when you probably feel like you're transforming, but you're not.
Right.
Like you think you Optimus Prime going from the robot to the car. Yeah, exactly. You think you're going from the robot to the car and then back from the car to the robot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think you're transforming. Yeah, that's what I feel like. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. And some men go off of that as well, where it's like, oh, she got... And the thing about it with that, it's like with that, it's like I've heard some dudes, and this is another, we can go into another little myth there. I hear dudes talking about, oh, she can't give me that type of head, that this, that, and other. It's like, dude, I'm hearing that more and more now, that dudes want that type of thing where they, just like you said, your outer soul is coming out your body, all that other stuff. I hear dudes talking about
dudes
that.
They ain't ready for that, huh? All them dudes talking that junk, they ain't ready for that. Because those are the dudes that be going out there fighting and shooting and stuff like that. Like, listen, you can't go out there and get that type of woman or get that type of situation and then call yourself sane. Because see, because that's the whole thing. He gonna wanna keep her and nobody else will be around her. Even though he may not
like
Sounds
of the Lamb.
Yeah,
put
he may not want her, Yeah, he may not want her, but he's gonna keep her around because he knows what she can do for him, and that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that ain't right. That's not
cool
at all.
You
just can't be collecting toys and then have somebody on standby unless they choose to be on standby. But you just can't be having somebody on standby and then turn around and you still want to go do you because you know, like, well, if I don't get it from you, I can go back over here. No.
Okay, but then that's
that.
How women feel. But when we do it, oh, you're a stalker. You're crazy. So why?
Those are little boys that don't know how to handle the situation.
Exactly, because you know what? They're not man enough to handle it. I mean, listen.
Exactly.
When it comes to that kind of an action, you got to be man enough to understand this. Listen, you got to separate the men from the boys. But for some people, it's hard for them to do that because guess what? They have the mentality of a little boy. They start acting childish, like a baby crying for milk. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on now.
Come on, K-Dog, sing it with me. You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to walk away. That's the way it is. You gotta know what to do. And a lot of these boys out here, don't know what to do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't know when they
and
don't
know
when to walk away, and they don't when to run. They don't.
No, they don't, because you know what it is? Listen, they see it, they like this. You know what? You know what it's called? Like, let's just say we're so blinded by it that we do some real stupid things for it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's the only thing that matters. And guess what? Like, in the famous words of Eddie Murphy, you know, you fight, and then she gives it to you. And it's the best you've ever had. You came harder than you ever did. I mean, it's the kind that, you know, nothing should, no, listen, in the world.
Your whole life turns into a raisin after that. That's what happens.
Exactly.
You feel like a raisin.
Your whole life
turned
into a raisin.
You went from the,
you know what
you went from the watermelon to a raisin.
In your view, that woman, in your view, what she has between her legs, when you know, it's like, it's the greatest thing, because when you're doing it and she gives it to you, the mountains crumbled, the seas roared, and stars fell out the sky. I mean, you were
because it met,
on
it, met his it met the dude's requirements.
Right.
You know what
and,
I'm saying? Like,
you know,
he probably, he listen. He probably been eating tuna fish all his life, and then somebody say, "Here, try the salmon." So he had the salmon,
oh
and it was like,
God.
"Oh my god!" Like, "Oh my god!" Like, this is what else is on the seafood menu? Like, yeah, it's more than just tuna
and,
fish.
I learned this when growing up and as a teenager. I remember this older gentleman spoke to me about this. He said, like, this, because you know when you're a kid and you know you know you're a grown boy. And he's looking at all these Playboy magazines and stuff like that. And he was like, man, is that all you're looking at? He's like, let me tell you something. Son, that right there is going to get you into a whole lot of trouble. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He's like, I'm telling you, that's going to get you into a whole lot of trouble. I'm going to tell you why. Because that right there is going to be the only thing you'll ever see. You're not going to look at the woman. You're just going to see that only. You ain't going to see no mind. You ain't going to see no heart. You ain't going to hear her talk. You're just going to see that. And you know what? That is going to make you dumb. And you know what? That's how come. And unfortunately, a lot of dudes end up getting played and done dirty because you know what? That's all they see. Like, dirty. Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, yo, listen. All right, listen. Let's just cut the fuckery here. Okay, let's cut the fuckery. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's cut. There's fuckery and there's fuckery. Let's just cut the fuckery. Yeah, okay. Now, you ever had that crave for like a certain thing you wanted to eat, and then you actually ate it and you felt satisfied?
Yep.
Once again, it goes back to the satisfaction. Now, in some situations, you have dudes and women alike that go through their either periods of drought or they go through their periods of where they're just eating. Once again, they're snacking, but they're not eating, you know, the full meal.
Right.
Yeah, they're not doing that. They go their whole life eating french fries. But then when they come across a burger, it's like, oh, my God. Like, you know, where did
that
come from? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. So I think that we have a misbalance, and once again, you can easily get caught up on that burger. But then what happens when you have that one burger, but then you're like, oh, I want to go get another burger, but then it's a bacon cheeseburger. You're like, oh, I've never had a bacon cheeseburger, and then there's a chili cheeseburger, and then there's this burger, then there's a veggie burger. Like, you got all types of burgers. It's a whole new world to some people.
Right.
Yeah,
it's just a whole new world. So
both men and women
like
alike.
And you're looking to just gorge yourself in the whole world of, like, oh, my God, like,
burgers.
I can eat all this. Yeah, burgers.
I can
like,
eat
you
all
just
this.
Your whole life. Yeah, your whole life is just a burger after that until you just get burgered out. And then you just want, like, all right, I'm done with red meat. I want chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it happens. So I think a lot of people just get caught up in how, you know, the excitement and the hype of everything. And then juices is flowing and all this. Because everybody, you know what I'm saying, everybody got their preferences. But when the preference is met, then it's like, oh, my gosh, like, I've never – I didn't expect that to happen because you kept eating French fries. You wasn't looking for the wasn't looking for the burger and the fries. You just kept eating French fries, and then you came across the burger. So now you just want to eat burgers.
Burgers.
Like we I think personally we need to find out what we want, how we want it, and when we want it before we really start going out there, you know, grabbing anything off the menu, you know, excuse the pun, you know, grabbing anything off the menu, and it's like, that's not what I really wanted.
But I think that's where the myths come, like all these myths and you know, I guess you could say maybe some stereotypes in terms of, you know, sex and relationships. I think this is where that all of that comes in because, you know, everybody wants something different or maybe everybody wants something the same or they want to feel like how this one feel or because this one told them, oh, well, he felt like this and, oh, well, I want the same thing she had and, you know, like, I think that's where all of that comes in, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does. And I mean, it all plays a factor. But like I said, it's like we don't look for satisfaction. We just look for the snack, but not for the satisfaction. So, okay, I got another one. And this one is very interesting. Does sex need to last for hours? Now, I've heard women say, oh, he did it all night. And then another dude be like, oh, I'm going to smash that all night. Now, I'm going to do this all night. Listen.
I'm
going to
smash it all night.
Yeah, I'm going to smash of all night, damn it. You know, like a Jodeci song or something like, now, come on now, real talk. Does it really need, is there, I'm sure this is about preference, but is there such thing as this all night shit? That's what I want to
know. All right, I'm going to just say this.
It's like just you're putting on the Barry White, and you doing it till the whole song ends, man. I mean, come on now.
Well, the song only 4 minutes,
right?
Yeah,
that ain't all night.
Well, back in the days, the song was like 8 minutes. But go ahead.
Go ahead, Big Red.
I think I'm gonna say this, and I think when people say that they be fronting as hell. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna say at this age. No, I don't want anything that's going to last all night long. Now, if you're spending the night at my house or whatever, yeah, okay, we can do it in intervals. Like, you know, Bobby, you know, maybe 10, 20 minutes. We get a little rest for about 2 or 3 hours. Then let me go get something to eat. Let me go to the bathroom. Let me, you know, drink some water. Like, I don't know about that all night thing. Like, I don't really know anybody that has sexual relations all night long
Even when I was younger,
I didn't have that type of thing going on where oh, so because you know some people say, oh, well, when you're young, that's bull crap. Don't people be front when they say all that stuff? Ain't nobody having sex for no 2 and 3 and 4 hours. I don't know who in there. You know what that is? See, that's some damn pornos that got people thinking that the it's the porn. I'm telling you what it is. It's porn. They think in them porn, them men are lasting for 2 or 3 hours, and the women, screaming and hollering. And the porno's about an hour, so she's screaming for about are you stupid?
wait, hold on. Before we continue, we're going to let the aficionado speak.
Lord.
Come in, man.
54.
Come in.
You know who you are.
My man.
Yes.
I give you 3 minutes. That's all you need. 3 minutes for me, and you're good, okay? That's all you need for me.
That's right.
3 minutes.
Exactly.
I got two kids out of it. I got proof. So I'm good. I can't stay long, but I have two questions. Well, Big Red, next time you talk like that to me on Facebook, I will treat you like Cardi B, okay?
You gonna rub on me, beat me up?
You smell sex to a phone? You need professional help. I don't know anyone that smells sex to a phone. I'm just saying. And
y'all crazy.
Why y'all do some comparison and prove your points with food involved? You always mention food in your
porn. Because you know what?
I'm like, I don't know if I'm getting horny or hungry at the same time.
No, listen. If the comparison in terms of satisfaction, you ever ate something and felt satisfied? I mean, sex is kind of the same way, but you
sex
gotta
is
have
the same.
That
yeah,
sex to be satisfied. If you feel it, now you hungry. Now you hungry. Ryan want pizza. Go get pizza.
Let me ask him right now. Watch him say yes. Ryan, you want pizza?
You heard that?
You want pizza
again, buddy? That's his thing. Pizza.
Oh, well.
But no, I'm just saying.
Thanks a lot,
Good night.
That's the cheese. Good night, But now, wait a minute. Now, I don't know who, and you're right, Red. It has to be intervals, because I don't see anybody like in these R&B songs, like y'all constantly having like sex for like 45, 50, 60, 70, 80 minutes straight. Now, what I do get, what a lot of people are not into anymore, is the whole thing of foreplay. You know, this foreplay. Exactly. See, sex is just more than just penetration. It's an act. It's the intimacy, and it's how you start from the build up to, you know, kind of just coasting along, and then it goes up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't consider that a part of the process, but it is a process, you know, anyway. But to talk about that you guys are just screwing for like 80 minutes straight, I don't think so. Unless y'all hopped up on something. Yeah, I don't think so. Like there has to be a break. There has to be a break in that. This is not a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like even in these porno movies, the director says cut and like, all right, everybody go get some water, Gatorade.
Water,
But you don't need that.
Got ring on.
yeah. To be continued. You know what I'm saying? Now it's different if you're talking about you're doing like an all night and you're doing it in intervals, little 30 minutes, and then you take a quick nap or take a pause. And, you know, y'all just pillow talk, and then y'all go back to it.
That's different.
Yeah, but
that's
the reality of it. That's the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the thing of y'all just Bobby Brown humping around, you know, all night long. I don't see that.
Oh, God. But, yeah, that's just like, I think people be front.
That's crazy,
that's the
man.
Thing. People, you know what, and I've learned this from when I was younger. When you talk so much, you ain't got no action.
Exactly.
When you talk so much, you ain't got no action.
No, it's true.
So stop.
My thing is
stop talking. I've heard so many guys talk, oh, yeah, I can do that. I'm going to
I'm going to flip you like a pancake.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And then when it comes time, man, be like, oh, all right, it's time for you to go home. It's like,
you know, there's a line from a classic movie, from a cowboy movie that I watched one time, and let me tell you something. And the line, and the villain told the guy that came to kill him, after he killed him, he said, hey, when you shoot, you shoot. Don't talk. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When
you
shoot,
you shoot. Exactly.
Yeah, if you shoot, you shoot. Don't talk. I don't have to talk about it. I just be about it.
Exactly.
So, all right. That whole like hours thing. I mean, nah. I think that's BS. Like, I don't think there's people just like having sex for 60, 90 minutes straight. And all that screaming.
Your body be hurting.
Listen, you be
worried up.
You be drained. You be drained. Like, I don't care how much you go to the gym. If you sitting there talking about, oh, and we were screwing for like 60
how much
minutes
drinks
straight,
drink
like really, like 60 minutes straight, like nonstop, like you probably done burnt all the skin off of you, like everybody, like that's
yo,
that's too much. Like, you try, like, no, I don't know if a woman is going to stay wet that long or a dude is going to even stay hard that long.
Exactly.
Stay that long to be doing it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch
thing.
Of, like, you know, yelling and screaming and calling, you know, baby Jesus and stuff like that. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's just like going back to what the, before the women, you know, with the you know, wet thing. Exactly. You're doing that for about 10, 20 minutes. You're going to dry up after a while. You have to do something else to stimulate or keep it, you know, keep it stimulated. You got some KY or Astroglide or whatever. You got all that stuff. All right. Then maybe
right,
you have
well,
a chance. But I don't
okay,
know. Like,
so
I don't know about
thing.
All that.
So a dude's shoe size.
Okay. The size of the, oh, no.
Yeah.
Hell
you ever
no.
heard that you know,
hell
shoe size?
No. Okay. Hell no.
My goodness.
H-E double
Big Red has spoken.
Six. Yes.
Big Red
hell
has spoken.
No, and anybody that want to object to it, fight me. Because guess what? No. That is not, no. No, that is not correct. At all. I've dealt with somebody size 13 shoe and disappointment.
Now I'm damn. There goes the damn neighborhood.
I mean, 60. The world, how tall is 6'6"? About 6'2", 6'3", size 13 shoe, and disappointment. I was like, oh hell no! But I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna say this just to, in the defense of that. If he can do other things to get it popping, then you have a chance. That won't even matter. When we were going back to, you know, we were talking about the size matter.
Yeah.
That won't matter.
Yeah.
If you have other things popping. But if you like that and you can't do nothing else, then you're a waste.
Damn, that's harsh. that's harsh. I mean, all right, because, yeah, all right. Now, I've heard women say what exactly what you said just now.
Mm.
It's like, listen. You know, if you slacking in the packing, you got to be able to come with other things to make it more cohesive. You got to be able
mm-hmm.
to do an assortment of things. You just can't bring, you know, broccoli to the table. Yeah, I'm going with the food again. You got to bring, you got to put other stuff on the plate. You know what I'm saying? Does that make for a good experience, or does I mean, and on both sides. You know, I guess, you know, K-Dog, you can answer as well. Because what if you got a chick that
well,
knows how to give head, but she's only always dry? Then what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Listen, here's my answer to it. Not everybody, you know, not everybody. It's going to sound crazy, but,
mm-hmm.
you know me, I'll tell it like it is. Not everybody's into sex. That's the crazy part that people don't understand. I mean, yes,
exactly.
A woman can have. Could give a good head game, but down there she could be dry. It's not you that she's not into. She's not just into sex. It's just like some guys. Some guys really don't like having sex, and you know what? People categorize them and saying, oh, there's something wrong with them. No, it's not the person. They love being with a woman, but that is a part that they don't enjoy. And yes, does it cause a problem? Yes, does it cause a problem? Of course it does. But, you know, some people look at it like, damn.
Well, they may not be focused on it so much like other people are. Like, you got to have two people that, you know, are kind of the same level with it. But sometimes you always have one person that's more focused on sex than the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody else may be like, well, I want it 8 days a week. Another person like, well, I'm good with having it once a week. And it knocks off the balance because then there's that one person who's like, well, yo, I'm starving here, and you like, well, I had some, we had some like a couple of days ago, so are we good? And that's the thing. Somebody has to be able to match each other's level, you know.
And that's another thing.
You watching? Hey, dog, I know you ain't watching no porn while we on the show. But I hear some soft talking in the background. Like, yo, you can't
you know,
do
some
that.
People, you know what it is? Some people, this is the problem. You know, turning on a porn, you watching porn. Porn is just a movie, man. Are you serious that you're going to You know what? Some people, I learned this. There was this homegirl of mine that was telling me this, that she was dating a guy that was a porn addict. That all he did was watch porn.
Oh, Lord.
He did just watch porn. So when she was with him, you know, they're sitting there, and he'd be like, oh, let's watch something. And what did he turn? He turns on porn. Nah, he expected her to get turned on by that. Instead, it was a turn off. I was like, you stupid, dumb idiot, man. You don't do that. Come on, man.
But you know what? That's
but
a good one, too.
But there's some women. But that's some women.
There's some women
that's
into
the question.
That.
Right. That's a good one, too.
I've rarely come across that.
I've rarely come across it. You know, watching, I'm like, come on, I'm not going to sit there and watch porn in front of a lady now.
In front of the woman, right. But some people
are
into
that. But Red,
do
a lot of women into it? Do women are into porn?
Yeah, I think it's more, I tell you the truth, I think now more than before, I think women are more into porn now. Like years ago, and I mean, you know, like years ago, maybe I would say maybe like, the
90s,
last week, women were more like, oh my God, he's watching porn. Oh my God, I ain't saying that women never watched it, but you know, women were more like, oh no, I'm not gonna watch that with him. But nowadays, I think it's more women that watch porn than the men do now.
But
why?
You still have porn, but you still have a lot of porn addicts, though.
Right, and you're saying
why? Why does it seem like women,
I think you know
like,
what
you know,
I think it
I
is.
Just women are really stepping into a different role when it comes to sex.
Right, marriage. You know what I think it is. I think the reason I can say a couple of reasons why, or a few reasons why. First of all, because remember they have so much different types of categories when it comes to porn, and then remember you have women that are bisexual, lesbian, transgender, I guess, or whatever. So they're in, some people are just curious to other types of porn. Some women are just curious to other types of porn. So I think that's why you have more women watching it now, because there's so many categories of porn to watch. Secondly, I think women more watch it because they want to satisfy the man. Like, she may not be necessarily into it, but because she likes that guy or she wants to deal with that guy or she knows the guy wants to be into it, then she'll watch it because of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason. I think they more do, and I think it's more of the second reason than it is the first reason. I think a lot of women will watch the porn because the guy likes to watch porn or he watches it with her or whatever, when they're together. And a lot of women, they want to compete, like they want to find out what it is about that woman on that porn that I can do. And some women get it for, sometimes some women watch it because they're trying to get little tips and tricks. But, they watch it because they want to figure out, what it is about that woman on that porno that he likes so much. And let me see how I can do that or how I can that to satisfy him.
Excuse me.
Well.
Made to order.
Hello. That's how it is. That's what's going on now. But then the thing is, on the guy side, why do y'all need to watch porn if your woman
exactly.
is there? I'm not talking about y'all, but I'm just saying,
No, but
I think
deal with your woman. What the hell
are
you doing
on?
Watching porn?
Well, I think it is like other guys just want to see what other guys are doing. Like, well, it's like...
And they will see what other guys are doing.
I mean, listen, real talk. Okay, we're going to step out the food thing, and we're going to go to cars. So it's like a dude pulls up to another dude, like, wow, is that the Challenger? Is that the Hellcat? Oh, no, this is the base model. You know what I'm saying? It's like you may want to... You go to a car show, it's like you want to see what's under somebody else's hood to see how they rocking. So sometimes other dudes may want to watch porn to see how other dudes are putting it down so they can maybe get some tips themselves.
Yeah, but that don't mean that's a stupid thing because just because you're seeing that dude doing that, once again, the woman rolling eyes up in the head and doing all kinds of stuff, that don't mean your woman is going to like that. Mm. And then if you're doing something like that or doing something different that she never seen or heard you do before, then she's going to be like, well, who the hell you having sex with because you never did this before?
Because they didn't watch the porno. And that's why, you know, some dudes, they listen, you know, on them pornos, in between the music and the weird ideas and stuff, they, some dudes, they want to, they feel that they can go to that as a reference to make things more creative. Because, you know, I mean, like, once again, we live in an age where people are not that creative themselves, so they look to other things, whether it's a song or a movie or something, and they look for somebody else's inspiration. That's what it is. They need inspiration.
They need inspiration
and their creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so if they watch the porno movie with the dude jumping off the bed onto the chick, you know what I'm saying, or the chick jumping off the top rope and doing a flip, you know, somebody's going to be like, hey, let's try that. Like, okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, you won't.
They also want... It's like someone will be like, oh, let's see what, you know, positions are on this movie so we can try that. It's inspiration.
Listen, what happened to Dr. Ruth? We need her back.
Dr. Ruth retired. And this, I'm sure she... Is she still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive. She in the sling commercial.
Damn. And she's probably still doing her thing.
Yeah, she sure is. She sure is showing people what to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the whole thing. But see, that's the thing. Some people, they either take it as an insult if you tell them I need to show you something, or, you know, because, like, a lot of dudes want to feel like they already know. Instead of a woman, like, you may have some women that will turn around and be like, let me show you, you know, what's up with my body, or let me show you, you know, what's going on here, what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel insulted, like, oh, you don't have to show me nothing, I already know what to do.
There you go. You don't know what to do. That's why we begin mad.
Well,
you don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, because some dudes, you know, because we got like 3 minutes left, some dudes, you know, automatically think that every woman is the same. That's a problem.
Exactly.
Because
not every woman is the same. So, dudes, stop thinking that every chick is the same, and, you know, read your manual, read the body accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do.
But a lot of dudes don't do that. Yeah, because they just feel that, oh, you know, this is all I have to do and she's going to be good. Or this is all I have to do and he's going to be good. But once again, we're not taking the time to learn one another or know about one another. That's why everybody's walking around.
That's the problem.
I'm putting all this on Instagram and Facebook and all about what I want to do on there. And then when it's time to do it, then you don't know how. I don't know.
At the end of the day, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but this is the truth. At the end of the day, when two people meet, get to know the other person first. Don't just jump on one thing. Come on now.
Yep.
It's about getting to know one another, man. Come on. You build together.
Nope, nobody wants to do that anymore.
Well, that's asking a lot. Well,
you know what? I see you on Instagram, and you got booty, and you got all your body hanging out. Why should I ask you? Why should I get to know you? You got all of that hanging out.
Yeah, because basically to some, that's just like, oh, you showing me what you all about. Like, Nicki Minaj can talk all the junk that she want and have this hype of like, yeah, she does this, she does that. But in all actuality, she may not even be like that.
Nope. Exactly.
She may just be like a person who just wants it like once a week and then like, all right, go away. So this concludes our episode of Sexual Myths. I hope we all had a good time this evening. I hope all your listeners had a good time and your ears are full. Please enjoy the week. Welcome back to school, kids, and to parents having your little 7 hours of freedom. Everybody be safe out there. Have a great week. Yeah, right? Have a great week and enjoy, and we will catch you next week. I don't know if the Absolute Truth is doing a show tomorrow night, but if so, It's all good.
Yeah, we'll see. Not, we'll see what's going
catch
on.
You,
we'll
catch you next week. But until then,
right.
Another episode of Menu in the Can. Sexual Myths. We out. And this ain't no myth.
We out.
We out until next week.
All right, later, guys.
We out. Later, y'all.
Later, y'all.
See.